the good action it is, whatever Allah ordered. So mean, even if you slaughter the kafir, you cut his neck, his head from his body, that is the good deed. That is good action. And that is the good word. Why? Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said so. He said, whoever makes dhabih, he slaughters any kafir sincerely for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make hellfire haram upon him. He said, by Allah, I've come to you to slaughter you all. That is the saying of Rasulullah. That is the da'wah of Rasulullah. Yes, we terrify the enemy of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us, every single one of them, without exception. Men from the Jews of Banu Qurayza, 700 of them. Some of the ulama said 1,000 in one day. And he ordered them. He said, Ya Zubayr, Ya Zubayr ibn Awam, Ya Ali ibn Abi Talib. He said, sharpen your sword. Sharpen your sword. Cut from the back, not from the front. وَسَمِّ بِاللَّهِ وَانْحَرْ and say Bismillah and slaughter them. Say Bismillah and slaughter them. Say the name of Allah and slaughter them. So yes, definitely to slaughter any kafir, to cut the head of any kafir for the sake of Allah. If he's at war with Islam and Muslims, if he's at war with Islam, not to kill anybody, somebody at war with Islam and Muslims, or his people at war with Islam and Muslims, we cut them off their head for the sake of Allah sincerely with conditions, and obviously if you are in that situation without covenant of security, and you will get Jannah for that, and it's good deed.